bringing Christ to the nations and the nations to the church. Daily devotions from Lutheran Hour Ministries.
Ye Watchers and Ye Holy Ones, by Dr. Carol Geisler, based on the hymn of the same title found on page 670 in the Lutheran Service Book, for Sunday, September 29th, 2019. Ye Watchers and Ye Holy Ones, bright seraphs, cherubim, and thrones, raise the glad strain, Alleluia! Cry out, dominions, princedoms, powers, virtues, archangels, angels, choirs, Alleluia! Alleluia! Respond, ye souls in endless rest, ye patriarchs and prophets blessed, Alleluia! Alleluia! Ye holy 12, ye martyrs strong, all saints triumphant, raise the song, Alleluia! Alleluia! Today is the festival of Saint Michael and all angels, a day to celebrate the joyful service of God's holy angels, those ministering spirits, as it says in Hebrews chapter 1, verse 14, those ministering spirits sent out to serve for the sake of those who are to inherit salvation. The psalmist calls on the angels to praise God in Psalm 148, verse 2. Praise him, all his angels. Praise him, all his hosts. And our hymn issues the same invitation. Medieval theologians, using various biblical references, developed an angelic order of 9 ranks. The first verse of the hymn calls on each of those ranks to sing praise. Seraphs, cherubim, thrones, dominions, princedoms, powers, virtues, archangels, and angels' choirs. Yet even with all the hosts of heaven joining in, it is not enough. It is not enough. Greater praise is due our mighty God. The second verse of the hymn invites Mary, the mother of our Lord, the bearer of the eternal word, to lead the praise. The third verse above calls on the patriarchs, biblical figures such as Abraham, Isaac, and Jacob. They calls on them to join us. And then the prophets, Moses, Isaiah, Daniel, and all the rest are invited to sing. The 12 apostles and the martyrs from Stephen onward add their voices, all saints, triumphant, faithful believers, including family members and friends who are now at rest in the presence of Jesus. They stand with us to cry out in joyful song, Alleluia! Our fellow choir members have been with us all along on our journey of faith. In God's Word, you and I, we follow the lives of the patriarchs as God's plan of salvation unfolds. We trace our Savior's family line through the sacred pages. The prophets foretell the birth, the life, the death, the resurrection, and return of our Lord. Apostolic writings reveal the life and work of our Savior and what it means to follow Him. In the lives of the martyrs, we see those who were faithful unto death and received the crown of life. In the earthly lives of the now triumphant saints, we are privileged to see and so to follow the example of faithful believers. And the holy angels? They have been involved from the beginning. When at creation, as it says in Job chapter 38, verse 7, all the sons of God shouted for joy. Gabriel, this is his festival day too, announcing the coming of the birth of our Savior, and the angel choir sang a hymn of praise when Jesus was born. Angels at the empty tomb declared with joyful news, He has risen! Angels have always been there, rejoicing each time a sinner repents. The angelic songs of praise have been going on now for quite a while. So let us lift up our voices and join in and pray. Almighty God, we give you thanks and praise for the service of your holy angels and for their good news announcements of our Savior's birth and resurrection. Receive our grateful songs as we join in heaven's high praise. Alleluia. Amen.